This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
America media is paying more attention to how we use energy, but sometimes there's a value in putting some of the estimates into perspective. First, a confession. I'm the person in my household who is always going around turning off lights and TVs when nobody's in the room. I'm all about saving energy. And it is a sad fact that we as a nation and we as a planet waste more energy than we use. Just look at the energy flow diagram put out by the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. At the same time, we also need to set aside some of the hyperbole in the media about energy usage. 7 years ago, The Guardian warned that viral cat videos are warming the planet. 5 years ago, Newsweek predicted that Bitcoin mining is on track to consume all the world's energy by 2020. By the way, in case you're wondering, the Cambridge Center for Alternative Finance estimates that Bitcoin consumes about 0.5% of global energy production. Another calculation estimates that Bitcoin is responsible for a mere 0.085% of global CO2 emissions. That is because Bitcoin miners often use stranded energy as well as inexpensive renewable energy. Let me now focus on a massive use of energy rarely discussed, pornography. Internet usage accounts for about 10% of the world's total energy consumption and estimated to be about 20% in a few years. And about 35% of the internet bandwidth is pornography. Multiply those two numbers together and you have 3.5% of world energy usage is devoted to porn pictures and videos. This is larger than any of the percentages often mentioned in news articles. That's why we need some discernment when reading about energy usage headlines. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.